During this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus Black Elderberry Liquid both have vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'm very happy to be here to share vital health information with you. I can't think of a place I'd rather be on a weekend than right here behind this very microphone, helping you to support the health of yourself and your loved ones. Our number is 877-726-8255. If you want to get in on the action, pose a question, you can come directly into the doctor's office by calling 877-726-TALK. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. I'm going to share a lot of stories with you, and we're going to hear from a lot of listeners. And hopefully, well, it's going to have a big impact on your health. 877-726-8255. Let's get started with a story that addresses a conundrum, a real dilemma, because we're seeing an uptick in tragic cases of childhood cancer. There's nothing worse than a young child of 3 or 4 or 5 who comes down with leukemia. We, as adults, expect that we're more likely to be susceptible to potentially fatal diseases. At least we've lived a life, but it's especially tragic when a child comes down with a potentially fatal cancer. And the good news is that the most common childhood leukemia, something called ALL, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, today 90% of cases are cured, but it still involves a rather devastating ordeal, lots of chemotherapy, and the potential for long-term side effects. So what's going on? Why is it that we're seeing an increasing number of children developing leukemia? Is it environmental pollution? Is it our diets? Well, a professor in the UK who is a big deal leukemia researcher has suggested a very novel answer. He's Dr. Mel Greaves, and he's recently been knighted. So this guy is a really, really important guy in the field of childhood leukemia research. He just received a knighthood in the New Year honors list for the research that he's carried out in the field. And he suggests that probiotics might offer protection against the disease. The theory harkens back to something called the hygiene hypothesis. Hygiene hypothesis posits that as humans, we should be exposed to germs, because if we live in a protected environment, everything's disinfected, if we get a bunch of vaccines and we don't get sick at an early age, it may cause our immune system to be altered. And according to Dr. Greaves, it takes two things to develop childhood leukemia. First of all, there needs to be a genetic susceptibility, but then there has to be another trigger, and it may involve the immune system. He says, quote, for an immune system to work properly, it needs to be confronted by a series of natural infections in the first year of life, and without that confrontation with an infection, the system is left unprimed and will not work properly. So he also says there's less breastfeeding of infants, and that may have something to do with their priming of their immune system, and that this is a potential problem when it comes to the development of leukemia.
I couldn't find what you were searching for.
That's great, because I've got Siri helping me out here, and I don't even want Siri to help me out. Shut up, Siri. It's really kind of an interesting electronic concierge that's helping me answer this question. But so his proposal And it's a really novel one. It's an amazing proposal. He says we need to find ways of reconstituting their microbiomes, this community of microbes that inhabit our gastrointestinal tract. And what he proposes is maybe we should find 6 or maybe 10 species of microbes that are best able to restore a child's microbiome to a healthy level, and then offer this cocktail of microbes, not as a pill, but maybe as a yogurt-like drink to very young children. And I'm quoting from him. This is a guy who's just been knighted for his distinction in the field of leukemia. He says, and it would not just help prevent these kids from getting childhood leukemia. Cases of conditions such as type 1 diabetes and allergies are also rising in the West and have also been linked to our failure to expose babies to bacteria to prime children's immune systems. So such a probiotic drink would help cut numbers of cases of these conditions as well. He says, I think the prospect is incredibly exciting. I think we could use this to reduce the risk not just of leukemia, but a number of other very debilitating conditions. So it's just really an amazing perspective on a devastating condition. Instead of chemo, probiotics. Wow. What a concept. All right, we got a caller, 877-726-8255. If we can just get Siri to shut up, we'll let David pose a question. How you doing?
Hi, doctor. My mother is around 75 years old. She was recently diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat. She was prescribed Pradaxa. Wondering if you had any better solutions?
Yeah, we always get questions about that. And, you know, my stock answer for that is, yeah, there's a lot of things that thin the blood. Fish oil thins the blood. And you can take natokinase, which prevents blood clots. And there are many natural things that have a sort of a blood-thinning effect. But nothing is as reliable as the medications that are designed for that. And, you know, if it wasn't a high-risk situation, I'd say, well, yeah, use a natural blood thinner and, you know, no big deal. Even if it doesn't work, because there's not going to be any very serious or dangerous consequences. But the ultimate problem associated with atrial fibrillation is the risk of a stroke. If a blood clot forms in the atrium during a time of atrial fibrillation, that blood clot can get flipped up into your carotid artery and go to a critical part of your brain, and you can die or you can experience paralysis. So, yeah, you got to take Pradaxa, Xarelto, or in some cases, the older category of medication, Coumadin, to properly thin your blood. And, yes, there is risk associated with these, as, you know, with bleeding, if you injure yourself, if you fall, if you hit your head. But that risk has to be measured against the protective effects against a stroke, which can be devastating. You know, I get this question all the time. People don't want to take meds, but under these circumstances, an ounce of prevention is critical. So, sorry to not offer a natural. Go ahead.
Any ideas of the root cause of why the problem exists to begin with?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah, because what happens in atrial fibrillation is there's, you know, your electrical conduction system wears out. And, you know, it's amazing that, you know, our electrical circuitry lasts, you know, 60, 70, 80 years as humans. Our hearts have to pump literally thousands of times a day, year in and year out. And eventually that electrical system can go awry. And how that happens? Well, it can happen due to enlargement of the heart. It can happen due to simply age-related changes. There's even a thought that certain antioxidants can protect the electrical system from decline. There's some surprising findings that coffee not only doesn't provoke atrial fibrillation. People think, oh, you know, that coffee gave me palpitations. The caffeine and the beneficial compounds in the coffee, the polyphenols, may protect the conducting system of the heart against deterioration that can cause atrial fibrillation. In coffee drinkers, there's generally a lower incidence of atrial fibrillation than otherwise. So, you know, why it happens, is a less important question than how do you manage it. You manage it with blood thinners and things that control the rate of the heart. Magnesium taurate can be helpful for some patients with atrial fibrillation, sometimes makes it less necessary to take meds. Fish oil is helpful as well. Coenzyme Q10. These are all things that help the heart in atrial fibrillation, but you still need the blood thinner. Okay, thanks for your call, okay, David. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. I put Siri in the bathtub, and hopefully she'll be quiet for the rest of the... Because I want to answer the questions. Siri, you're cramping my style. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number, 877-726-TALK. It's 877-726-8255. And I'm reading my New England Journal of Medicine. And amidst articles that are highly technical and obscure, here's one. Atezolizumab and nab-paclitaxel in advanced triple-negative breast cancer. You know, it's about experimental chemotherapy, immunotherapy for cancer. Here comes an article of practical import. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder and Month of School Enrollment. Wow, what could be more practical for parents and grandparents when it's time to get kids to go to school? Because different states have different rules about when kids start school, when they consider it the calendar year for the kid. So in my state of California, the cutoff was just a month after I was experiencing my birthday. So I was actually in the youngest, I was the youngest of my class in kindergarten. And on it went. And then I compounded the problem by skipping a grade. So this file, this one under the theme, mothers don't let your kids to grow up to be prodigies. Because according to this article, children born in August who are among the youngest in their class may be more highly likely to be diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder if the cutoff in their state is September. So in other words, they're the youngest in the class. The other kids are, you know, 11 months older in some cases. So what they're saying here is that the results of the study suggest that a child's age relative to the ages of classmates could affect the likelihood that the child will receive a diagnosis of and treatment for ADHD. We found that among children who were taking ADHD medications, the average duration of treatment among children born in August was significantly longer than that for children born in September, which the ones in September are likely to be kept back a year. That's actually sometimes referred to as red shirting. You know, it applies to athletics so that you get kids who are a little more mature in high school or in college. Their physical skills are more developed and they're held back a year, but it also may be helpful from the standpoint of emotional development and even academic performance. And here it suggests that these kids are more likely to be dosed with ADHD meds, perhaps unnecessarily. Maybe they're just too fidgety. They're not mature enough to sit with their older peers. So, interesting story. And maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't wish for your child to be Doogie Howser, M.D., you know, the 14-year-old medical intern that we all were so impressed with. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And there was a simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function. Well, that may be the case when it comes to Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It combines the power of three of nature's top superfoods: green tea, curcumin, and resveratrol. They're all in one simple capsule. And also, the delivery system is superior. It's got a phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea's power by over 200%. Chris Killam, who we've had as a guest here on Intelligent Medicine, calls it the little pill with big health benefits. And good news, our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Yeah, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle today. Call right now for free giveaway. Experience the power of this trio of nutraceuticals and see how good you can feel. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle of Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift if you call now. And again, for your free bottle of Green Tea CR and B12 Energy Melts, call right now, 800-218-6030. That's 800-218-6030. Call now as these move fast, 800-218-6030. And this item: Virginia woman dies from rabies after being bitten by a dog on a yoga retreat in India. This poor woman, at the age of 65, went to India to have a spiritual renewal, to go on a yoga retreat, and she got bitten by a dog, thought nothing of it, so no treatment was administered. She began experiencing pain 6 weeks later. She eventually tested positive for rabies, but it was too late to do anything about it, so she ultimately succumbed. Virginia hasn't reported a human rabies case since 2009, so this is most unusual. But moral of the story is, if you get bitten by a dog, make sure you get checked. Make sure you get vaccinated for rabies if the dog is infected. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number 877-726-8255, and lots of people availing themselves of the opportunity to come into the doctor's office and pose a question. We'll talk to Chad. Hey, Chad. Chad's in Wisconsin. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. So I had one question I was hoping you could help me with. I watched a special on PBS on Frontline, and they were talking about supplements, and they had tested a number of supplements, and they said that the actual ingredient in the supplement sometimes didn't even exist, and at best, it seemed like it was about a 10%. And I was wondering if that bleeds over into vitamins and everything else. I was told by my doctor I should take a couple of vitamins of calcium and D, and I'm just wondering if what you're buying is really what you're getting, or how you can tell what you're buying is what you're getting.
Okay, that's a great question. And, you know, I got to say that PBS, pretty, and NPR, both of them, you know, these public broadcasting stations, are really infected with an anti-supplement bias, because they continually broadcast what they feel are exposés of the excesses of the supplement industry. And yes, there are bad players. And yes, there are fake products. And yes, there are contaminated products. But these are relatively few and far between when you look at the totality of the supplement industry, at least the part of the industry that I'm involved with, because I vet the supplements that I use very carefully. I make site visits to the very factories where these supplements are made, and I look at the very, very intensive quality control that's involved there. From the standpoint of the public, you know, I agree. It's a little bit confusing because it's just like the world of financial advice. You know, there are certified financial planners and people who are accredited and ethical and will steer you in the right direction. Then there are people who are literally out to scam you. With every industry, that's the case. And so one of the things that I do in my practice is I help people discern, you know, which of the products that I've researched, which are real, and through this broadcast, through my advocacy of certain companies, and also through the products that I curate on Fullscript, which is our online supplement dispensary. These are products that really meet the criteria of purity, freedom of contamination, and you get what you pay for. The level of whatever the advertised ingredient on the label is what you get. And, you know, one of the criticisms, and if I recall the documentary you're talking about on PBS, they used the wrong methodology in terms of determining what was in the supplement. They used what's called DNA barcoding or DNA fingerprinting to find out, for example, if a green tea product had any green tea in it. And actually, it's quite possible that a very good green tea product that delivers high levels of something called EGCG, which is the active ingredient in green tea, may not have green tea DNA to any large extent. And that's because it's highly purified. The DNA is something that's been purified out, and the EGCG has been extracted. So that's why some of these products, you know, some of these products are adulterated. They don't really deliver what they advertise. But other products actually deliver potent amounts of the active ingredients that make a difference for you without testing positive for the plant that they were extracted from. And that may be, you know, that's a big source of confusion. And that's been part of why there's been some controversy about certain products that actually were legitimate products, but they used the wrong testing to demonstrate that the products weren't any good. So anyway, this is a whole subject we could go, you know, do an entire series of broadcasts about. And we, you know, that's a theme that we revisit quite often on our podcasts on Intelligent Medicine. So listen up for some of those because we're going to be doing them from time to time. But great question. And by the way, you're in a stronghold. Wisconsin's one of the strongholds of supplement manufacture, and there's some great companies out there up in the Green Bay area. And, you know, the industry has some bad players, but for the most part, you get what you pay for. Thank you for your call. This item, you know, when it comes to fish oil, there's a lot of possibilities. You can get EPA-rich fish oil with minimal DHA. You can get EPA alone. You can get DHA alone, or you can get combinations in various ratios. So, courtesy of Dr. David Perlmutter, one of my good colleagues, he just reprinted an article from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which is fascinating because it compares the anti-inflammatory capabilities of EPA versus DHA. And the results are interesting. The background of the study is they say, to date, most studies on the anti-inflammatory effects of EPA and DHA have used a mixture of the two fatty acids in various forms and proportions. That's the way that, you know, fish oil naturally comes. It's some EPA and some DHA, usually about a 2-to-1 ratio, maybe a 3-to-1 ratio, more EPA than DHA. So they compared the effects of EPA with those of DHA on inflammation and on blood lipids, that's cholesterol and triglycerides, in men and women at risk of cardiovascular disease. So these were individuals who were overweight. They had metabolic syndrome. So they were given either EPA 2.7 grams per day or DHA 2.7 grams per day. And then they compared the results. And they found that supplementation with DHA led to a reduction in interleukin 18. That's a marker of inflammation. A greater increase in adiponectin. That's a good thing. And changes in CRP were greater with DHA, IL-6, and tumor necrosis factor. Okay? So, that's interesting. Also, DHA, surprisingly, led to a more pronounced reduction in triglycerides. Traditionally, they say that EPA is the bomb for lowering triglycerides. Not so much about DHA, but in this case, DHA better. So, bottom line, they say DHA is more effective than EPA in modulating markers of inflammation, as well as blood lipids. And so this is not to say that EPA is without value, but products that are EPA alone or have minimal amounts of DHA may be missing the boat in terms of DHA's anti-inflammatory capabilities. Let's get to another one of our calls, 877-726-8255. Marie in Connecticut, hi.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi there. What's your question?
Hi, how are you? I was diagnosed with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
Okay.
And I did a lot of tests in Boston at Tufts Medical Center, where they have a group of doctors who just take care of these. And after all those tests, the doctor recommended had two options. One was open heart surgery, and the other was this occult ablation.
Right.
And he asked me my opinion, and I said, at my age, 76 and all that, I'd rather have the ablation.
Yeah, that's less invasive. That makes sense. So let me tell our listening audience what this is about, okay? Hold on for a second. You have something called IHSS, idiopathic hypertrophic subaortic stenosis.
Yeah.
Which is, okay, so what happens is the heart enlarges, and it's not the usual type of heart enlargement. Is when the heart enlarges in relation to high blood pressure. It, you know, blood pressure causes the heart to work harder. The heart enlarges like an athletic heart, and then you may have problems. The heart may become baggy and not work as well. In this case, there's just, it's idiopathic. Fancy medical word meaning we don't know why that is. It's probably genetic. And it gets worse as you age. And the wall of the heart becomes so large that it blocks the outlet of the heart. And it causes the heart to work harder. And ultimately, the heart can fail because of this, hypertrophic muscle that gets in the way of the pumping action of the heart. So how does it... Yeah, go, just listen. Just listen. Let Al Potter down. So the way to treat it is to either zap it or cut it out. And it sounds like the less invasive route is helpful for you. Now, there are some studies that suggest that things like coenzyme Q10 may be helpful for this. Carnitine may be helpful for this. But ultimately, when it gets to a certain point, the volume of the hypertrophy, of the enlargement, is so great that you have to actually take care of that. And so, you know, I'm not a cardiologist. I'm not the world's expert on which procedure is most beneficial, but I would suggest that at your age, you know, ablation is a less invasive option and maybe a helpful way for you to deal with the problem. Okay? Thanks for your call, Maria. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. The secret behind Green Tea CR is its phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green Tea CR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com.
During this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus Black Elderberry Liquid both have vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is the number for questions this hour or next. And we got lots of stuff to share with you, including this story about the best defense against knee osteoarthritis for women. And, yeah, a lot of people think, okay, glucosamine, hyaluronic acid, curcumin, fish oil. But a new large-scale study from Korea suggests a different solution. It's hormone replacement therapy. Women at the time of menopause often experience aches and pains, and knee pain is exceedingly common. It's the most common musculoskeletal disorder in older persons, the leading cause of pain and physical disability. And several small studies have suggested that hormone therapy not only reduces the cellular changes in the cartilage involved in osteoarthritis, it also reduces the chronic pain. So they undertook this study. It's a large-scale study from Korea showing that women who received hormone therapy had a significantly lower prevalence of symptomatic knee osteoarthritis compared with women who did not take hormones. Now, as a preliminary study, they need to do additional research, but yeah, that's something to look out for. If you're a menopausal woman, you're experiencing aches and pains, shoulder pain, also part of this, consider bioidentical hormone replacement therapy as a way not just to curtail hot flashes, preserve your libido, rejuvenate your skin, but also as a way to protect your knees and reduce chronic knee pain. All right. There are several different types of dementia. There's, of course, Alzheimer's disease. And then there's a less common form of dementia called Lewy body dementia. And I happen to have the opportunity to see a patient with that condition. Very hard to diagnose because initially, if you kind of lose it, memory problems, confusion, the diagnosis Alzheimer's disease. But Lewy body dementia is different. in that it shares similarities to Parkinson's disease, but think of it as Parkinson's disease that is associated with less with the movement part of the brain than with the part of the brain that's associated with memory and cognition and behavior. So, no specific treatment for Lewy body dementia, as is the case with Alzheimer's disease. Actually, more progress on the Alzheimer's disease front, although minimal. Lewy body dementia remains a condition without a specific treatment. So, encouraging news from, this is the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health, substances in coffee may protect against Parkinson's disease and dementia with Lewy bodies. It was based on an animal study, but the results are promising. What they say is that there are two coffee components, something called EHT, and I'll try and pronounce it, eicosanoil 5-hydroxytryptamide, and then there's a familiar compound, caffeine. They're evaluated separately and then together in a mouse model of Parkinson's disease and dementia with Lewy bodies. And when administered separately, they didn't do much, but when administered together for 6 months, they had protective effects against the progression of Lewy body dementia, as well as Parkinson's disease. And it is a known fact that coffee consumers are less likely to get Parkinson's. It well might be worthwhile to investigate whether coffee might be, and this caffeinated coffee, and yeah, a lot of people kick the caffeine, but seems caffeine is one of the active ingredients for protection, may play a role in protecting against the changes that occur in Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. I'm certainly going to recommend hearty doses of caffeinated coffee to my patient with Lewy body dementia the next time she comes in to see me. When you go to the health food store these days, all the rage, ketogenic supplements. And the thought is that you can mimic some of the effects of a very low carbohydrate diet by taking things like ketone salts and MCT oil, even if you don't comply with the diet. So I was a little dubious at first. I thought, well, this is kind of a shortcut, and they're always trying to monetize on something which is essentially a diet principle. Restrict your carbohydrates, get your energy from fat, have a moderate amount of protein, but not too much, and you'll go into ketosis, and that'll help your brain if you're suffering from seizures, Alzheimer's disease, if you're suffering from cancer. There's Thomas Seyfried, who talks about the ketogenic diet for cancer. But can you replicate some of the effects of a ketogenic diet just by taking ketogenic supplements? Well, according to new research, ketogenic supplements delay tonic-clonic seizures without dietary restrictions. In other words, you can get some of the benefits of a ketogenic diet by consuming ketone esters and medium-chain triglyceride oil. In this experiment, the seizure likelihood was delayed by 219%. Seizure activity, seizure severity was significantly reduced as well with the ketone supplementation. So this is very cool. Neuroprotective effects of ketone supplements were associated with an elevation of blood ketone levels, even in the absence of full compliance with a very difficult to implement ketogenic diet. That's really big. Okay, a lot of people talk about Candida and how it affects their brains. They feel brain fog. They experience mental confusion because of Candida. It affects their memory and performance. In new research in the journal Nature Communications, there's an unexpected finding. The common yeast Candida albicans, turns out, can cross the blood-brain barrier and trigger an inflammatory response that results in the formulation of structures that share features with plaques found in Alzheimer's disease. And that suggests a research direction, further studies on the long-term neurological consequences of sustained Candida infection
yeah, Candida as a potential brain-affecting pathogen. It's very important. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255 is our number.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.